This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome tonight's guest.
We were worried he wouldn't come back after Kat tried to steal his prescription pad. Host of Ask Dr. Drew, Dr. Drew Pinsky.
He's from the Hawkeye State and always shoots straight. Former acting attorney general Matt Whitaker. She likes her Prince Harry. Fox News contributor Kat Tiff. He's so huge, getting on his good side takes two trips. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Kyrus.
As Fauci scoffed, they're still taking it off. As America's strip clubs reopen, shout out to the essential workers. Exotic dancers are snagging a lot less cash in their fishnet stockings. Gone are the days of lap dances and VIP rooms and private shows for Brian Kilmeade. He's not up right now. He won't know about this till like next week. Revenue in the industry has decreased 17.4% in 2020, and it's expected to get worse this year. But there is a solution that's as clear as the heels on their feet. Economic migration. Strippers in states with strong anti-COVID measures can move to ones with more relaxed attitudes, like Texas and Florida, where take it all off includes the mask. Now, about those states. They have better outcomes, including zero COVID deaths in Texas since Slow Joe accused them of Neanderthal thinking. And that's what I call
victory for Neanderthals.
Turns out it's so easy a caveman could do it, but it stumped the president of the USA. Maybe he was listening to this guy.
I am now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask. I mean, before the CDC made the recommendation change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals. But being a fully vaccinated person, the chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low.
So it was all for show, Doc. Say it ain't so. You've been so consistent until this point. Speaking of shows, even ones no one watches, Mika Brzezinski had this to say on Morning Joe.
I am working with a team here, and there is one person on the team who is not vaccinated. I'm wearing a mask around that person. You know, it is really, if you want to follow the science, then there are times you need to still wear the mask.
Wow, way to make that person feel bad. But we have to agree, always wear a mask whenever you're near Joe Scarborough. What an awful thing. Like, there's one person here that might have cooties. By the way, that is so anti-science. Mm-hmm. So anti-science. You don't, you are wearing the mask for yourself.
It's exactly
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It's exactly right.
Kat, as a coworker, I'm legally prohibited from asking you anything about the stripper story.
I love the strippers.
Okay.
I do, because they're saying they want to work. Right? That's very American and capitalist of them. They want to get back to work. And yeah. I really respect that, especially because it's a job I could absolutely never do.
Yeah.
I could never do it. I can't walk I can't walk in heels. I could never dance in them. There's no way I could get through a lap dance without asking the guy if he was mad at me.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I have to tell you, I've not been to a strip club since my bachelor party 30 years ago.
Good story. Good go with that. I like that.
but it's not fun for me because they come forward and they want to tell me about their cervical cancers and their leap procedures and things. It's very bizarre.
That is, you know, I saw you jump out of your skin with the Mika stuff.
Yes, I mean, that's insane. Follow the science. You are vaccinated. You not only cannot get significant disease, you can't transmit if you're
right.
vaccinated. So the only people that have to worry are people that choose not to be vaccinated, and they wear a mask to protect themselves or not if they
yes.
choose to.
Yep.
But it's not, us wearing a mask after having been vaccinated does follow the science, nothing.
Yeah. You know what pissed me off, Matt, was that basically Fauci just admitted that he was lying in that hearing with Rand Paul. Do you remember that? And Rand Paul was like going, I know I'm, Rand Paul's going, I'm right, I know this. And Fauci goes, he would go, with all due respect,
Senator,
you are not correct. He was lying.
He was. And this is the thing, is this is the same guy that said we didn't need to wear masks.
Yeah.
And then we did need to wear masks. And I guess that was because we didn't have enough masks, although everyone I see is wearing homemade masks.
Right.
And now we don't. And once you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear one.
Yeah.
And so this has been the person that has single-handedly driven all the confusion.
Yeah.
And has never really followed the science as it's developed. And so, I mean, I was told over the weekend by someone that I don't trust anything the government says.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to sort of believe we all need to take
welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the talk.
I was part of the government. I was from the federal government. I was here to help.
Yes. So, Tyrus, you have a choice here among the Pandemicon. You can discuss these strippers getting back to work.
Pass.
Pass.
I thought, you know, I didn't think strippers would need to go back to work because they weren't stripping, so I assumed they were all in online college. I figured they all graduated by now and on their way to, you know, law school and
Can strippers work from home? They were.
I don't know the last time I was. The last time I was at strip clubs with Dr. Drew. I was young then, impressionable. But it was nice to sit next to a guy who kept letting everybody know he was a doctor. So, but you know, it's Dr. Fauci, man. You know, it was just like 3 weeks ago where he was trying to go with a double mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they said you couldn't. You had to wear a specific mask.
Yeah.
You weren't. I mean, they were really doubling down on this whole mask thing, mm-hmm. and then. Crisis at the border happened and the economy happened and they're like, we need no mask, give him no mask. But no one told Fauci. So then he had to come out with that. That is how you don't save your own ass, boys and girls.
Yes.
That is horrible.
That's also the highest paid government official in
right,
the federal government.
That's yeah. right. That's
is that right.
right. And you know what I learned, and you might remember this, but I have to move on anyway. He wasn't very good in the AIDS crisis. I didn't know that until last week.
He was my North Star then. It's the reason I got involved in radio.
He believed that it was
him.
But he believed that it was like contagious in the air, didn't he, or something like that?
I told people when this thing started, he's going to be excessive. He's going to be conservative.
Right.
It's
right.
just how he does it. And he coached us up back in the 80s to really overstate the risk of HIV because he kept saying there'll be 2 million dead if we don't do that. And so
I get it.
But listen, that's public health messaging. Don't confuse it with science.
Right.
Science is about challenging things. Public health is about consistency and being clear about things. They got very confused in their
It's
message.
Called propaganda, Dr. Drew.
It sort of is.
You and your strip club friends can all go to hell. Your next beauty pageant. Thanks to Dr. Drew Pinsky, Matt Whitaker, Pat Tyrus, studio audience. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.